It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and it looks like we got a little breaking update this morning.
There's updates on updates on updates. So before we get into the Jenna Cooper interview update, right now on Good Morning America, there is a Dancing with the Stars casting announcement, and guess who's going to be on?
Who's going to be on?
Grocery Joe! Woo!
Yay! Grocery Joe!
Fan favorite, Grocery Joe, everyone's favorite man from Bachelor in Paradise this season, besides Jordan.
Maybe I'm butthurt because I'm like Radio Joe and that never took off.
Well, I know. Maybe one day you'll get on Dancing with the Stars. We'll see how Joe's journey goes you'll get there.
Let's do Eating with the Stars and call me a star. I'll do that.
So we have an interview update from Jenna Cooper yesterday. If you missed it, we talked to Jenna Cooper from Bachelor in Paradise, and this is what she had to say about her relationship with Jordan Kimball, who last night we found out they got engaged. We love you guys together, and he's kind of wackadoo, but I feel like you're into that.
Yeah, I very much am into that. I feel like I'm just the same, so it's fine. We're weird in different ways, and it works. People have a lot of opinions about him, but I could see a lot of the good. Saw a couple episodes of The Bachelor, of The Bachelorette before I went on. I was like, okay, I need to meet this guy.
Okay, now listen, as a guy that only watches Bachelor in Paradise when my wife watches it, what is this breaking update? What is this, oh, she's a fraud thing?
This can be summed up in two words. Dis bitch.
I literally have been waiting all freaking morning for Alex to get to this.
You still have not told me what
I'm telling
this?
You right now. Reality Steve, who, if you don't know who he is, he's like the spoiler king. He has a website that he's had for years, since like season one of the Bachelor franchise. Okay. And every single show within the franchise, he gives spoilers. And not only that, but the cast members trust him and they give him behind the scenes juice. And he's always right. He's never wrong. I think he's only ever been wrong once. And he released some text messages between Miss Jenna and an unknown suitor who is tired of her games and her manipulation, and he decided to expose her. Apparently, they have been dating and in a relationship the entire time that she has been engaged to Jordan this summer. And not only that, he thinks that she's in a relationship with multiple men besides him. But even juicier than just a normal cheating allegation is the text message itself, which reads, oh, and let me add, was written right after she interviewed with us. After we taped our interview with her, she literally was texting this guy this after just gushing about Jordan and all this and how she hopes they end up together. This is what she said to this guy. She said, and they gotten in a fight because I guess he had brought up, like, you know, I'm tired of trying to pretend like I'm going along with your fake engagement and all this stuff. And so she basically admitted that it's a sham. So this is what she says. Good morning, handsome. I wanted to say sorry. Don't be mad at me or do anything crazy. I know you're upset about this week's episodes, but I told you yesterday and I keep telling you that this is all for my business. You know how much I need the money. Me and Jordan aren't together for real. I don't even like him, let alone love him. I'm better than him. And once I'm able to, I'll break it off for good and make up some story to make him look bad, if that will make you feel better. He means nothing to me, has meant nothing to me, and none of the other guys I go out with mean anything. It's all for work and networking. You're the only one I need in my life, the only guy who interests me. I need you to love me and always be there for me. I'm gonna call you. You still love me, right?
I mean, I just got goosebumps.
This is so juicy.
Crazy. That is.
Okay.
So even worse
hold
is.
Hold on.
What? Reality Steve, I know what you're going to say. You're going to poo-poo this and say there's no way this could be real. Reality Steve verified the phone number, everything about it. He has all his sources. He's never wrong.
Reality Steve would not risk his credibility on a fake story. There's no way this is fake.
Reality Steve, Scuba Steve, whoever the Steve is, you're surprised by this? This is all that you go on these shows for, is for fame.
Because Jenna was different. Everyone loved Jenna.
Nobody's
and Jordan.
Nobody's different. See, you fell into this lullaby and this dream and this fantasy.
Well, here's the thing. It gets juicier, so just hold on to your seats, honey. You're only going to need the edge. Jordan has spoken out as of last night to People magazine, and I am just beside myself for poor little Jordan. Not only did he speak up to People Magazine, but I got screenshots of his mother on her own Facebook commenting to people saying, like, is it true? I think her name's Dina or Dinah. They're like, Dina, is it true? She's like, yes. There's nothing like holding your grown son crying. We're all brokenhearted.
God, stop. I'm literally going to start tearing up.
Man, yeah. Stop.
Well, wait till I read you this. So in an exclusive statement to People, Jordan talked about it. He said he was completely blindsided yesterday morning when the blog broke on Reality Steve with the graphic text messages. He says, it felt like a body drop. I got taken down. I'm weak in the knees. I feel like I have rocks in my stomach. He said, on Monday, I saw something that someone posted on Twitter that somebody was going to be roasted the next night. Jenna called me and said she was very anxious about this Twitter post. I talked to her in the middle of the night, and I said, don't worry. Don't hype yourself up. You have nothing to worry about. I tried to calm her down. I went back to bed for a few hours, woke up, had my coffee, and she called me again and said she was anxious and felt sick to her stomach. She's in New York. I told her to keep calm. I thought she was just being nervous for no reason. Then I was driving back to Central Florida from Miami, and I started getting calls from other castmates like Chris Randone. I started getting screenshots sent to me of these text messages. I didn't know what to think. I sank in my seat. He said he's spoken to Jenna, but that he does believe the allegations are true. He said, I know my Jenna, and I read those texts, and in my heart, I know it's her. He said she was saying she didn't do it, but hinting towards the fact that there's a possibility that it happened. In all reality, I don't expect her to own it. Jenna gave her statement to People, and she says that this whole thing is all allegations. You know, it's not real, blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm literally tearing up right now.
It's horrifying.
Hearing that, because Jordan is like the sweetest. I just care for Jordan. He just seems so sweet and so innocent, kind of. I know he got a bad rap on the season that he initially was on, but that breaks my heart, and that's my biggest fear.
Get this. He said, I was going to bring my parents to North Carolina. That's where Jenna lives. He says, I really feel like I'm going to start dry heaving. I don't know how to handle this. It really kills me. There's not even a question about that. This was not a TV romance. This was real. And whether you like me or not, I deserve love. I found it, and this is what happened. So for the sake of anyone who's ever been in love, please be understanding. It's embarrassing, and it hurts my pride, and our friendship is just tarnished. I don't even know what piece to pick up or how to pull it back.
I'm literally crying right now, because that is like my biggest fear, and I feel so bad for this guy.
Live the Web Girl's got tears going. So you feel really bad for Jordan then?
I feel awful for him.
Well, we actually have audio. You got that. I have audio. This is Jordan's mom recorded this on her phone of him crying.
Okay, stop. That's going to make me cry for real. Stop.
That's so sad. Like picturing him in his mom's lap. Ugh, sad. Fraud!
Yeah, a fake.
Jenna Cooper is a fake!
Thank you, Alex, for that exclusive update here on the Joe and Alex Show.